episode one of Falcon and Winter Soldier. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Really loved it. Great opening. By the way, this is going to be a spoiler review, so if you haven't seen it, the episode, maybe put this on your watch later list, and then, or listen later list, should I say, and listen to this podcast later, because we're just going to talk about some of the things that happened in the episode. So that's a full disclaimer. Man, I loved this episode. It was so good. One thing I love about these so far about these Disney Marvel, Disney Plus Marvel shows is it's just surprising how good. Well, I'm not surprised how good it is, because it's Marvel, it's the MCU, it's the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But this is the first like real deep dive into the television series kind of role or format for the MCU proper, because the Marvel shows we had before weren't really, you know, the Daredevils, the Luke Cages, the Iron Fists, the Punisher. Even though it was connected, it wasn't, because Kevin Feige, you know, wasn't overseeing that. But obviously he's overseeing this, and these are characters from the movie world that are now having their television shows. But I just love the fact that we get a deeper dive into these supporting characters that usually wouldn't have gotten as much depth as some of the main characters do, or as the main characters do in the cinematic movies. So, you know, with starting with WandaVision, we got that nice depth between with Wanda and Vision, or what appeared to be Vision anyway. But especially with Wanda, you know, and her character, and seeing her become the character who she was becoming. But here already, there was so much depth in this episode with Sam and with Bucky. And I just love the fact that they work together in this episode. You know, you start the episode with Falcon and the shield, and that talk that he had in the background with Captain America, when Cap came back after Endgame and gave him the shield, and he says, "Oh, it feels like it's someone else's," and he said it isn't. And then that was kind of the start, and I feel like that's going to be an underlining theme in this series for Sam, is accepting his role as Captain America, the mantle that Steve thought he was worthy of taking up. And he doesn't feel worthy, you know. You know, he doesn't want to take up the mantle. He doesn't feel like he's good enough. He feels like, obviously, he puts Steve Rogers on such a high pedestal because he was such a, you know, selfless, heroic man. And he obviously looks up to Steve. So he doesn't feel like he's good enough to take on that mantle. And I feel like this show is going to be about, part of it is going to be about him being, realizing that he was worthy and accepting, you know, the calling that Captain America gave him by handing him the shield, regardless of whether the rest of the world thinks he's worthy. You know, even some of the fans, I know a lot of the fans don't like the fact that Falcon's becoming Captain America, even though he was Captain America in the comic books. I know Bucky was as well, but a lot of people seem to rather Bucky be Captain America, even though Bucky was the Winter Soldier, and he's actually, we'll talk about Bucky in a moment, and he's actually on a redemption path right now, not in on a path to become a heroic symbol, not yet anyway. So I think that's going to be a huge kind of battle that Sam's going to have with himself, and also with how other people see him. And if you've read the comics, he kind of has that a little bit when he's taken up the mantle of Captain America, because he doesn't have the same acceptance that people had, obviously, of Steve Rogers. And he's just a different hero. And obviously the world is a very complicated place, so I'm thinking they're gonna really play into that this season. But I really like the opening scene was fantastic. Great action scene with Falcon, you know, some fantastic, like, just great action. And it was great to see George St. Pierre back as Batroc, you know. That was really good to see. I hope we see some more of him in the show. My favorite UFC fighter of all time, and good to see him back after his little role as Batroc in Captain America Winter Soldier. But yeah, that was a really fantastic opening scene with Falcon, really great action, fantastic. It was like, it was movie level fantastic action, and you don't really get to see Falcon have as many, even though he gets really nice moments, you know, it's usually reserved for a huge action scene like that. It's not usually reserved for, again, supporting characters like Falcon or like Bucky. So it was good to see him get some good shine and limelight at the beginning of the episode. And just again, that battle about taking up the shield and him handing back the shield to the US government. And, you know, keeping it in the Smithsonian Museum, just saying, you know, the symbols are nothing without the men and women who they represent. And he's almost like, he's saying, I'm not worthy of having the symbol. This is yours, Captain America, and it should belongs in a museum for people to remember you by, you know, which I thought the end of the episode was so good, which tied into this whole thing, which I'll get to in a minute, with the whole John Walker thing being revealed as the new Captain America and seeing Sam's reaction. That was like, that's not why I gave you back the shield. I gave you back the shield so we could honor Captain America, not so you can dishonor him by having a new Captain America, so someone else can take up the mantle, because Sam himself didn't want to take up the mantle when the man, Steve Rogers, Captain America himself, was handing him the mantle. So for them to just have this figurehead next person trying to, you know, basically be a fraud and trying to be the new Captain America was the thing that woke Sam up a little bit. So I think maybe that's going to be a huge conflict with him not accepting this new person trying to be to imitate Steve Rogers, because the whole reason why he gave back the shield was to honor Steve, you know, and not to dishonor him by somebody else trying to take up the character of Steve Rogers, you know, and the symbolism of Captain America and what he stood for and what he did, you know. So that was great. And obviously seeing, you know, the whole thing with his family business, with his sister running the business and trying to get the bank loans, and, you know, do I reckon that and he's just funny when he has like, he had the bank manager, do I recognize you? Then he like had the wings and he's like, oh, Falcon. It's like, how can you not recognize an Avenger? But then, you know, we wanted to take selfies and do all that stuff, but he was trying to use his celebrity to help his sister out financially, because obviously with the blip they both had disappeared, so the business wasn't operating for the past 5 years, so that's why they're having the money problems. So it's good as well to see the aftermath of the blip, they call it, or I like to call it the snap, the Thanos snap. The fact that all those people had disappeared for 5 years, including Falcon, including his sister, and maybe a lot of other people that ran the business, so the business wasn't able to run. So that was really good to see. Really good story arc with Falcon in this opening episode. So let's talk about Bucky, the Winter Soldier. Man, I really, that opening kind of flashback with the Winter Soldier, again, seeing him in action again, was really good to see, because I think the Winter Soldier, he's not a full-on villain, but he's one of the most underrated villains in the Marvel Universe. Again, he's not really a full-on villain since he's a hero that was brainwashed. But just that presence of the Winter Soldier in Captain America, the Winter Soldier, I was brought back to that when I saw Bucky back again, or the Winter Soldier back again in that flashback, taking on all those people and then assassinating that boy. And the way that scene played out was so good, because he did the job and then the boy was trying to get out of the room and he couldn't get out because he couldn't put the key in, and he's like, no, please, you know. And then you see he obviously executed him, and then having Bucky wake up from that nightmare, that reliving that nightmare, and then being in the psychiatrist's having his therapy session with the psychiatrist, I thought that was a really good scene. And it told you so much, because obviously it mentions how he's been pardoned. It mentions how, you know, the terms of his pardoning and all of that. And like the therapist, you could tell that he was having nightmares, but he was keeping that. He was trying to lie about that, but or just not talk about that. But just that opening, you knew it was going to play into this episode. And then he's got no friends, you know. Obviously he's over 100 years old, he's Captain America's best friend, so none of his friends are around. Sam's and I like the way she takes his phone and she says, oh, you've only got 10 people in here, and you're ignoring all the texts from Sam Wilson, aka Falcon. So you can see he's on a mission of redemption in this is what I'm saying to you about people who think he should be the next Captain America, because there's some people who think that, which is ridiculous. It's like, no, Bucky has a longer journey to go on. Sam's already a hero. He's a reluctant hero. He's had that journey. Whereas Bucky is a hero who's looking for redemption. You know, he was somebody who was a victim of brainwashing from Hydra. You know, it's not part of his character. It was something he was brainwashed to do. But the good thing about Bucky is he still takes responsibility for the actions that he took, even though he was under the control of Hydra. Now he's on a mission, you can see, of redemption. And the reason he's ignoring Sam's phone calls, the reason he's alone, the reason he's not, you know, he has no friends or contacts, it's because he's trying to make amends. You can see that, you know, he's no longer the Winter Soldier. And he even talks about it with the therapist, like when she says, what do you want? And he's like, I've only had one moment of peace, was when I was in Wakanda, you know, when he was in hiding in Wakanda, and when Shuri had obviously cured his brainwashing. But other than that, he's been in fight after fight after fight after fight since obviously the war, since World War II, you know, and then being brainwashed by Hydra and being the Winter Soldier for all those decades. So he's just literally been in fight after fight after fight after fight, and being a wanted man, etc., etc. So he only got that moment of peace in Wakanda. And then after that, obviously, you know, the Thanos, you know, saga happened, so he disappeared. So now he's back. He got snapped out of existence and came back. Obviously, the war for in Endgame was part of. So now that's over. He's like trying to find peace by making amends for the things that he did, you know, including killing Tony Stark's mother and father. Lest people forget that from Captain America's Civil War that was revealed. But yeah, I really liked the fact that he was there with this old man, and it's like, who's this old man that he's befriending? And then it only just hit. It's that old man who lost his son and didn't know how his son died. That is the victim that we see the Winter Soldier kill in the flashback. And I thought that was brilliant. I thought that was absolutely brilliant. And as well, the story arc of him not knowing how his son died, not even knowing that he was murdered. And because that's the whole thing about the Winter Soldier and about the Hydra assassins. They've already explained that a little bit in Captain America Civil War, when they were going to the Hydra base that Baron Zemo had led them to, that those assassins were, you know, they were so good that they could disappear. But Bucky explained it. They're so good, they could speak so many different languages, they can blend in and out, and they can take down entire civilizations without anyone even knowing. So they're so good at assassinations that you wouldn't even know, like, the victims, they don't even know how they died, you know. And you could see, obviously, every time he mentioned about his son, you know, the look on Bucky's face was just priceless. It was like, you could, it told a thousand stories, you know, without actually saying anything. It told you what, why he's even spending time with this old man, you know. And even when he was on the date with the girl, and then she mentioned it again, and he just had to walk away. And then when he went back to the apartment to confess that he was the one that killed his son, and he just couldn't do it. And that's going to be a huge part, I think, of his story arc this season, is in this show, is making amends for the things he's done, taking responsibility for the things he's done, and, you know, trying to make amends specifically maybe with this particular man and the relationship he has with this man. Because obviously this man's quite fond of him, you know, is kind of maybe taking him on as a replacement for his son. So, you know, and people think, oh, it's a nice thing what he's doing, but it's out of, you know, redemption, guilt. It's out of, you know, wanting to make things right. But he still has that hard task of like confessing what he did to his son. And it's such a hard thing, because with Bucky, he's a good man. He didn't, you know, he's a World War II hero. You know, he fought alongside Captain America. He was Captain America's best friend. He's a good man. But he's in this unfortunate situation where he was kidnapped or apprehended by Hydra and brainwashed to doing these assassinations because he was under mind control. But he still has to take responsibility for things that he was essentially doing against his will. So it's such a complex story with Bucky, and it's so interesting, you know, and it's something that has to be dealt with. It's not something that they can just, oh, they just pardoned him and forgave him. Oh, he was brainwashed by Hydra and that's that. It's a lot more complex than that. And we saw that in Civil War when Iron Man, when Tony Stark found out that Bucky was the one that killed his parents, you know. And obviously Tony Stark's reaction to that, you know, he wanted to kill him, you know, which you would understand. You know, you found out someone killed your parents, you know, even regardless of whether he was under control or not, people are going to have that natural reaction of, you know, you killed my parents. And also with Bucky, he's not a victim in that sense. He doesn't take on the victim role. I think he wants to take responsibility. And he did even say that. I think he said it to Captain America in one of the films. He's like, you know, I did those things, you know. So I think a lot of his story arc is going to be about redemption, about, even though like the US government and whatever have forgiven him for his crimes, even though he's been pardoned, he hasn't been pardoned by the victims or the family and the friends of the victims that he killed. And that guilt that's heavy in his heart has to be dealt with in this series, you know, long before he can ever take up the mantle of Captain America, and even long before he can he probably will accept his role as a hero, you know. So I feel like Sam and Bucky are in this eternal struggle of self-acceptance of who they truly are as a hero, and forgiving themselves for not thinking they're good enough to take on that mantle. And having that in the shadow of Captain America, who is like the ultimate great human being, who was a good friend to both these men, I think it's fantastic. I think it just makes for such a great show, and I can't wait to see the rest of the show. It's going to be so much fun to watch these two go back and forth with each other. I'm sure it's going to be like a buddy cop film, because even the way that they, you know, they interacted previously, like, they don't like each other, but they're both good friends with Captain America. So it's like this relationship where it's like, okay, we don't like each other, but we're both good friends. We're Captain America, so we have to kind of get along. But now I feel like their bond's gonna, they're gonna create a friendship between them, between the two of them, and help each other with these struggles that they're having. So overall, that was a fantastic episode. I really enjoyed it. I definitely, you know, I'm looking forward to the rest of the show. And I think so far, you know, with WandaVision and now with Falcon and Winter Soldier, even this with this first episode, it's Marvel just hitting it out of the park. And anyone who doubted Marvel about, because there were so many people after Endgame were going, oh, I don't know what they're going to do after Endgame. It's like, chill. Like, they haven't done anything after Endgame yet. You know, we've had to wait. But I never had any doubts about Kevin Feige and Marvel and what they have planned for the next phase of this cinematic universe. The Infinity Saga's over. We're in a new saga now. There's so many other great characters and stories to tell. And with these Disney Plus shows, what's great is we get to see the supporting characters given more depth and more, just more, finding out more about their character. And even with this first episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier, I felt like I got to know Bucky and Falcon, or Sam Wilson, a lot more than I have in seeing their appearances in the films. So, and it was the same with WandaVision, you know, the depth in which they went with Wanda's story, and you know, her backstory and her this woman dealing with grief. It was so well done, you know. And I think that these shows, you know, they really give us, the audience, a chance to really get to know these characters that are just supporting characters in the movies. But now when you watch them in the movies, they're going to be more like main characters now, because we've grown to know and like them as these episodes of these shows go on. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, the plethora of shows we've got coming up. Moon Knight, She-Hulk, Hawkeye, Loki, you know, there's a lot of good shows coming up, you know. So, you know, as well as obviously the films we've got coming up, like Eternals, Black Widow, Blade, Black Panther 2, Doctor Strange 2, Spider-Man, etc. We've got loads of great movies coming up as well. So I'm sure as well these characters are going to play a huge part in some of these movies. Obviously, we know Wanda is going to be in, or the Scarlet, aka the Scarlet Witch, is going to be in Doctor Strange. But I think Falcon and Winter Soldier, again, I'm looking forward to just getting to know more about Bucky, more about Sam, and their journey of kind of becoming these heroes that maybe they're reluctant. They both seem like they're both reluctant to be to accept themselves as the heroes that they truly are. But anyway, what did you think of Falcon Winter Soldier? Let me know on Twitter. I'd love to know your thoughts, and I'll see you next week for episode 2. Peace.